bread is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Menghantui pikiranku terus menerus, tak lupa hangat senyummu, senyummu hiasi gelap malamku. Belum saatnya.
is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs Pratikno emphasized that both university-based and hospital-based specialist education should not only meet national demand for doctors, but also foster innovation and entrepreneurship. He told here on Antara on Wednesday, Jakarta. The Health Minister is partnering with the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education to ensure that some 300 to 500 hospital-based specialist programs meet international standards. President Prabowo Subianto has called for establishment of 500 programs. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tanpa dirimu enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Oh, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam kan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata? Angin berbisik antar senyummu, lepas kendali ku tersipu. Oh, diam kan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan.
Jakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangkalore Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate Klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the Sate Klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of Sate Klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the satay. For one serving of Sate Klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Selok saja kau di mana buku dapat. Adik kau bagus ini kak, sumpah sama unika. Jangan bikin pusing, sa pusing karena umur sutua.
Aman saja mau ngapain mau repot. Jangan sampai tua turun dari freeport. Honeymoon di Inggris, di Paris, di Jerman. So pasti kau deng sabaran jalan aman.
Kau tolong bilang cinta kau tidak, kau cinta kau tidak, dan sampai dukun bertindak. Kau tinggal jawab mau kau tidak, oh mau kau tidak, dan sampai setan berpihak.
Eh, ayo beb, jawab saja kau gantung. Sapu rap tabrak bijak kau patung. Untung kau ladies paling beruntung kalau kau terima satu sah istri kandung. Sio paling manis saat pakai daun. Kakak sing mau sombong kau kawin kau naik daun. Tinggal pilih tempat tong honeymoon di Paris, di Inggris atau tong di
Rim. Menipis tak guling-guling. Adek kau cantik di pucung kayu tang manis. Kakak sulapis cinta di Belis. Kau tahu aman saja kakak yang tangkis.
Aman saja mau ngapain mau repot. Jangan sampai tua turun dari freeport. Honeymoon di Inggris, di Paris, di Jerman. So pasti kau deng sabaran jalan aman.
Kau tolong bilang cinta kau tidak, kau cinta kau tidak, jangan sampai dukun bertindak.
Kau tinggal jawab mau kau tidak, oh mau kau tidak, dan sampai setan berpihak.
Beta dinding farban, beta nikah dinda bulan depan. Masalah budget itu gampang, lagu babunyi tombak dendang. Enak, play song lagu disco dong. Mau pesta di kota atau di kampung tong. Yakin ada jadi takdir, amin ada yang terakhir.
Bilang dong, tong nikah hari kan, kan minggu tong pi. Selasa lanjut Paris, mari
menipis, tak juling-guling.
Adik kau cantik di pucung kayu tang manis. Kakak sulapis cinta di Belis. Kau tahu aman saja kakak yang tangkis.
Aman saja mau ngapain mau repot. Jangan sampai tua turun dari freeport. Honeymoon di Inggris, di Paris, di Jerman. So pasti kau deng sabaran jalan aman.
Kau tolong bilang
tidak kokoh, cinta kah tidak, jangan sampai dukun bertindak. Kau tinggal jawab, mau kah tidak, oh mau kah tidak, jangan sampai setan berpihak.
Pakai pesta pusara, rap rap rap. Pusara, pakai joget pusara, rap rap rap. Pusara, rap rap rap.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Its size reaches 102.47 square kilometer, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food, pempek or fish cake.
Pempek kapal selam, terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the head of information division at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First, pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? About belida fish, the basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature, which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish, an Indonesian language, is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River? Listener, Lidafish has a medium size. Maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is a half to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray and in the front one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales there are white circles like black balls surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about Belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So Belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that Belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause Belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that Belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of Belida fish that is about to extinct? Of Belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Nah, sekarang sudah
now people in Palembang no longer use belido fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can float. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from Belida fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Belida fish.
Fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hold Belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of bladder fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor bladder.
cerita yang tak kita uke berdua. Meninggalkan dirimu adalah hal terberat yang harus ku jalani. Ku memang kehilangan kamu yang sangat ku cinta.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Panjang saat ini, hembuskan perlahan dan sadari, ku memang pantas untuk dicintai. Tapi siapa yang kau temani? Jika memang ini benar untukku, maka dekatkanlah kepadaku. Jika memang ini bukan untukku, bolehkah ku mohon dulu tunjukkan jalan. Merasakan kasihmu.
Zone.
VOI listeners, you are now approaching the second hours of Indonesia Today afternoon session. I want to remind you, thank you for listening to us through our online streaming, voinews.id, and maybe our app, RRI Digital. You can download it on Android and iOS, but you can also connect with us through our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, and email voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130. And now I'm gonna play you a song by Adrian Khalif entitled Menawan or Gorgeous.
Semua yang terjadi, mengapa kau masih berbesar hati? Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apalah yang ku genggam sehabis semalam tanpa perlu alasan, aku kau maafkan. Dari tadi ku penat, masih tak ketemukan apa ada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari, tinggalkan ku di saat semuanya pergi. Hey, dari tadi ku penat, yakin tak ketemukan hati yang lebih menawan. Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apalah yang ku genggam sehabis semalam tanpa perlu alasan, aku kau maafkan.
Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, at the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananta. Enjoy!
Tope telinga bumi.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Health Ministry is partnering with the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education to ensure that some 300 to 500 hospital-based specialist education programs meet international standards. President Prabowo Subianto has called for establishment of 500 such programs. PSSI Chairman Erick Thohir hopes Mauro Zylstra and Miliano Jonathans can take their oath of Indonesian citizens next week, enabling them to join the national team for September's FIFA match day. Speaking in Jakarta on Wednesday, Erick said Speaker of the House of Representatives Puan Maharani had sent naturalization recommendation letters for both players to the State Secretariat to secure a presidential decree required before the oath can be administered. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Nobody else won't see me.